Most Republican lawmakers campaigned against President Obama's health care law, calling it Obamacare, ahead of the November midterm elections, when Republicans took back majority control of the House, but not the Senate. Republican Representative Mike Pence said Wednesday's repeal vote is not a symbolic act, but a promise kept to voters.
So I urge my colleagues to join us in repealing this government takeover of health care before it ever takes effect, and then work with us as we build health care reform that is worthy of the American people.
Republican efforts to repeal the law outright are virtually certain to fail now, because Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he will not even bring health care repeal to a vote in the Senate. President Obama has also stated that he would veto any repeal bill that comes to his desk. The president says he is willing to work with both Democrats and Republicans to improve certain aspects of the bill, but called on Republicans not to go backwards and urged them not to take away the increased security for Americans he says the law provides. The law, when it is fully implemented, will bar insurance companies from refusing coverage to patients with pre-existing conditions, and will extend health insurance to more than 30 million currently uninsured Americans. Democratic Representative Rush Holt said the law ushers in a new era.
The law ensures that health insurance companies actually have to provide health insurance, not just in name, but it requires that they spend your premium dollars on actually providing health care.
But most of the Republican lawmakers voice concerns about the costs of implementing the law, including Republican Representative Todd Rokita of Indiana.
Health care is not a right. And if we are not careful, the feel-good, empty promises made in this law will bankrupt our country and leave our grandkids to pay for it.
Republicans say if they cannot repeal the law as long as Mr. Obama is president, they will try to cut off funding for implementation. The controversial issue of reforming America's healthcare system has dominated Congress for much of the past 2 years. Democrats finally managed to pass healthcare reform legislation through both houses of Congress almost 1 year ago, along a straight party line vote. Public opinion polls show that Americans are also divided over the law, with about 48% currently opposing it and about 40% supporting it. Both Democrats and Republicans are likely to use the current debate to try to sway public opinion over to their side of the issue. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.